President Biden is working to remove that. In fact, he's pardoning anybody convicted of simple possession of marijuana. Mike Nichols, the attorney in East Lansing, practices with his wife Wendy there and has dealt with these sorts of issues, needless to say, being right adjacent to the Michigan State campus over the years. He's on our AT&T line with reaction himself. Thank you for being here.
Well, good morning, Michael Patrick. Wonderful to be here.
There are people in jail, are there, for possession of marijuana?
I surmise that there are. It's not necessarily, if it's straight possession, a crime that will get, lead to a prison sentence from a federal judge. But I could envision some scenarios where, yeah, they could be there. Yeah.
And so the president has decided to pardon those, as I read it here, convicted of simple possession of marijuana. Is that a big deal or not?
It's a big deal in many respects. Among them, of course, that those folks who may have an impediment to job opportunities, promotions, applications to graduate school, that's removed with this. But there's a bigger picture, and that is that we are a step closer to perhaps reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule One, which is those are the drugs of abuse with no inherent value, to recognized as a drug that could have a benefit for people medicinally.
That, I guess, harkens back to what I was saying about the stigma of it all. Even though it's legal in Michigan, and it's maybe there aren't legal repercussions, but do you think there is still a stigma?
I do, yes. And it's, when I'm with Wendy and we're walking, through some neighborhood or campus or something, court, and you waft that skunky smell, and Wendy says, "Oh, why do people, do they have to smoke it?"
Well, you mean edibles would be less, it would be more tolerable?
Probably. I don't know. I just think that, that line from Meet the Parents, "Are you a pothead fucker?"
By the way, folks, he said Focker, for those who haven't seen the movie, F-O-C-K-E-R, which was all part of the gag. But legally speaking, from your standpoint, right now, what does anyone need to know if they want to go into one of those shops and try it? Where can you do it legally? Where can you not do it legally? And how does it all work? What sort of repercussions would there be?
Well, dispensaries have grown up all over the great state of Michigan, and you need look no further than driving on our highways to see all the billboards. But a dispensary where your ID is checked and the rules are followed, only a certain number of people are allowed at any time, you meet with a representative of the dispensary, that's where you can go. Of course, go to the money machine first, because you can only pay with cash, because marijuana as a Schedule One drug, banking is not available, and so they cannot necessarily take credit cards at a dispensary.
I'm no legal expert, but you are. So if the president he pardons those convicted of simple possession, does that in effect mean that all of America now is open season for smoking marijuana, since you can't get arrested for doing it, even though some states have it legal and some don't?
Well, you have to be in a state where marijuana is decriminalized or legal. There's a memo at the federal level, and it essentially tells the United States attorneys, don't prosecute people for marijuana crimes if they are otherwise in compliance with state law. It's the long and short of it.
So, in other words, if you're in a state where marijuana is not legal and you're in a park somewhere or whatever, or at a tailgate maybe for the Alabama game or something, and they smell it and they come over, you could get arrested, but wouldn't you be instantly pardoned then?
No, because if you're prosecuted under state law, you are subject to state law violations. Roll Tide.
So, kind of, ultimately, this big decision is much ado about nothing?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think because of the message it sends, that's the bigger implication. But certainly helping those who, you know, these are probably a lot of folks who got caught with marijuana in a federal park or, of course, in Washington, D.C. That's probably the direct impact for those folks. You didn't like the Roll Tide joke?
I guess it rolled on past me there. By the way, before you go, have you been following this story in East Tawas about the councilman Michael Mooney?
I better not comment on that, my friend, and we could perhaps talk off the air.
I see. That you must be somehow involved then. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But it's an intriguing situation there in Tawas. You wouldn't imagine a story like that. You'd imagine it on Netflix, but you wouldn't imagine it in a blissful place like Tawas on the Sunrise side there. Okay, well, we will adjourn then for the moment, but I reserve the right to recall you for comment.
We stand in recess then.
Mike Nichols at the Nichols Law Firm. He and his wife, Wendy, are hoping to walk the neighborhood without a waft of weed coming their way. In East Tawas, Michael Mooney, the councilman, facing two charges of solicitation of murder. He's 65 years old and was arraigned in Iosco County. The state police said he tried to hire a hitman out of Georgia to kill two residents of Oscoda, the wife and son of a deceased person, and he was the executor of the estate. So there was money at stake, it sounds like. Then there always is, isn't there? Okay, Michael Patrick Shields. It's just not as social to have gummies as it is to have a beer, is it? Whether it's an Estrella Jalisco or a Golden Road or a Bell's. Hey, drink up, it's a Friday. It's Michael Patrick Shields through the AT&T microphones. Doesn't have to be alcohol. Drink up some coffee. How about a cappuccino? Cappuccino in the morning, espresso in the afternoon, Earl Grey tea also in the afternoon.